and asked to see the list of subscribers. Going through the list, he jotted down the names and addresses of all those who lived anywhere near the Pont Neuf and principally, because Lupin had said so, those on the left bank of the river. Then he went back to the Criminal Investigation Department, took half a dozen men, and packed them off with the necessary instructions. At 7 o'clock in the evening, the last of these men returned and brought good news with him. A certain Monsieur Prévaille, a subscriber to the turf, occupied an entresol flat on the Quai des Augustins. On the previous evening, he left his place, wearing a fur coat, took his letters and his paper, the turf illustré, from the porter's wife, walked away, and returned home at midnight. This Monsieur Prévaille wore a single eyeglass. He was a regular race-goer, and himself owned several hacks, which he either rode himself or jobbed out. The inquiry had taken so short a time, and the results obtained were so exactly in accordance with Lupin's predictions, that Ganimard felt quite overcome on hearing the detective's report. Once more he was measuring the prodigious extent of the resources at Lupin's disposal. Never, in the course of his life, and Ganimard was already well advanced in years, had he come across such perspicacity, such a quick and far-seeing mind. He went in search of Monsieur Dudouis.
"Everything's ready, Chief. Have you a warrant?"
"Eh?"
"I said everything is ready for the arrest, Chief."
"You know the name of Jenny Saphir's murderer?"
"Yes."
"But how? Explain yourself." Ganimard had a sort of scruple of conscience, blushed a little, and nevertheless replied,
"An accident, Chief. The murderer threw everything that was likely to compromise him into the Seine. Part of the parcel was picked up and handed to me."
"By whom?"
"A boatman who refused to give his name for fear of getting into trouble. But I had all the clues I wanted. It was not so difficult as I expected."
And the inspector described how he had gone to work.
"And you call that an accident?" cried Monsieur Dudouis. "And you say that it was not..."